8 Things to Know About Tom Homan, Trump's New Border Czar. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped Tom Homan, his former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to serve as the incoming administration's border czar. The position, which does not require Senate confirmation, puts Homan in charge of the nation's borders and maritime and aviation security. He will also oversee all deportation of illegal aliens back to their country of origin, Trump wrote in a November 10 post on his Truth Social platform. I've known Tom for a long time, and there is nobody better at policing and controlling our borders, the president-elect said, adding that he is confident Homan will do a fantastic, and long-awaited for, job. Here's what we know about the former immigration official. A career in law enforcement. A native of West Carthage, New York, Homan earned his bachelor's degree in criminal justice from the State University of New York Polytechnic Institute in Marcy. He started his law enforcement career as a police officer in New York. He then worked for 33 years in immigration enforcement, starting as a border patrol agent in Campo, California, in 1984. Homan went on to spend 20 years as a special agent investigating the organizations that smuggle immigrants into the United States under the former U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service before it became the Department of Homeland Security. He then rose through the ranks of ICE to lead the agency's enforcement and removal operations under President Barack Obama for 8 years before his appointment as acting ICE director under Trump. ICE sits under the Department of Homeland Security, and it is tasked with cross-border crime, human trafficking, deportations, and more. The agency has two main branches under it, Homeland Security Investigations and Enforcement and Removal Operations. Out of retirement. Homan's stint as acting ICE director began on January 30, 2017, after former director Sarah Saldana stepped down. Just 3 days prior, he was leaving his retirement party from the agency when he received word that Trump wanted him to lead the agency. I actually retired on January 27 for about 3 hours. On the way out of the ceremony, I got a call from General Kelly that the president would like me to stay and run the agency, Homan said at an October 2017 event. He came out of retirement to take the job. A long-awaited job. Trump nominated Homan to lead ICE permanently in November 2017, but the acting chief retired in June 2018 before his Senate confirmation hearing was scheduled. The decision to leave federal service after more than 34 years is bittersweet, but my family has sacrificed a lot in order for me to serve, and it's time for me to focus on them, Homan said at the time. A year later, Trump announced that Homan would return to his administration to serve in the informally titled position of border czar. Tom Homan's coming back, Trump told Fox and Friends in a June 2019 interview. He's going to be very much involved with the border. That's what he really wants to be involved with. The 45th president advised that Homan would report directly to him and would probably be working out of the White House but also spending a lot of time at the border. Homan ultimately did not return. Instead, he became a Fox News contributor and a visiting fellow with the Heritage Foundation, and in 2021, he launched his own consulting company. He also leads Border 9/11, a nonprofit that aims to educate the public about border security. Scenes from the job. Homan has said he is often characterized as heartless. If you've seen what Tom Homan has seen in 33 years, you would understand my emotion when we talk about this issue, he said during a 2017 event. Homan held back tears as he recounted a 2003 case in Victoria, Texas, where 19 smuggled illegal immigrants died in the back of a tractor trailer. The crime scene was kept secure until I got there. I actually walked into the back of that tractor trailer. I was surrounded by 19 dead aliens laying around me that suffocated in the back of the tractor trailer. One, a 5-year-old boy. That haunts me to this day, because I had a 5-year-old boy at the time, Homan said. What do you think that 5-year-old child went through in the last 30 minutes of his life? What do you think the father, who was holding that child, went through the last 30 minutes of his life, knowing he put his child in that position and couldn't change it? And they suffocated to death in this black, hot tractor trailer. These smugglers don't care, they're out to make a buck. They don't care about the health and safety and well-being of these people, Holman said. Holman said he rescued many hostages while working in Phoenix, Arizona. Women were raped, children were molested. Zero tolerance policy. Holman's 17 months in the role were marked by controversy over the administration's approach to illegal immigration. An outcry over IC gained steam in 2018 after the Trump administration called for all adult illegal border crossers to be prosecuted, in line with its zero-tolerance application of the law. This led to the separation of illegal immigrant children from the adults they crossed the border with. The zero-tolerance policy sparked a movement to abolish ICE or defund ICE, including from several Democrat politicians, who also accused Holman of racism. How can you possibly allow this to happen under your watch? Is it because these children don't look like children that are around you? Representative Jesus Garcia asked Holman during a July 2019 hearing of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. Have you ever held a deceased child in your arms? Holman bristled at the congressman's comments, calling them disgusting. I've served my country for 34 years, and yes, I held a 5-year-old boy in my arms, and I knelt down beside him and said a prayer for him because I knew what the last 30 minutes of his life were like. And I had a 5-year-old son at the time, Holman said. What I've been trying to do my 34 years serving my nation is to save lives, he said. So for you to sit there and insult my integrity and my love for my country and for children, that's why this whole thing needs to be fixed. And you're a member of Congress, fix it. Holman defended the zero-tolerance policy by pointing out that whenever an American adult is arrested and jailed for breaking the law, they are separated from their children. Trump's Department of Homeland Security had also noted that the policy served to protect child trafficking victims smuggled across the border by unrelated adults. Trump eventually ended the policy with an executive order in June 2018. Pet peeve, sanctuary cities. Holman has said multiple times that his pet peeve is sanctuary cities, jurisdictions that create policies to prevent local and state law enforcement from communicating and cooperating with federal immigration authorities. Some sanctuaries, such as in Chicago, New York City, and Los Angeles, forbid immigration agents from going into jails to interview and take custody of convicted criminal immigrants. The criminals are instead released back into the community. That doesn't make sense to me, Holman said. Every criminal alien that gets released by a sanctuary city that reoffends has committed a crime that's preventable. Even immigrant communities don't want criminals in their communities. Proponents of sanctuary policies say that the policies promote trust in immigrant communities and, therefore, immigrants will come forward to report crimes, purportedly making the community safer. But Holman said his agents, and the community, are put at greater risk if ICE is forced to locate and arrest illegal immigrants in communities, rather than take custody of them in a jail. What you have done is force my hand, and now I have to go to their homes. When I go into the home and find that bad guy, he's probably going to have other people with him, who may have immigration issues. My job is to take them into custody, too, he said. Holman said ICE has a sensitive location policy, which precludes agents to arrest illegal immigrants at churches, schools, and hospitals without prior approval from headquarters. And it has to be a significant public safety issue and national security issue to do that, he said. Holman said sanctuary cities entice more illegal immigrants to enter the United States and hide out in those cities. Holman said the United States spends billions of dollars a year on border security, detention, immigration courts, attorneys, and appeals courts. And at the end, if a judge issues a final order, they need to be executed. Because if they're not, there's absolutely no integrity in this entire system, he said. People say we're racist and white supremacist. We removed people to over 140 countries last year. There's not another law enforcement agency in this country where people ask them not to enforce the laws. Promises a lot more deportations. Holman has been a vocal opponent of the Biden administration's immigration policies and a staunch supporter of Trump. Speaking at the Republican National Convention in July, he issued a warning to illegal immigrants, "You'd better start packing now because you're going home." During a November 11 interview with Fox and Friends, Holman elaborated on his decision to lead the Trump administration's deportation operation. "I've got to go back and help because every morning I get up. Every morning I'm off about what this administration did to the most secure border in my lifetime. So I'm going to go back and do what I can to fix it." As for what fixing it will look like, Holman said immigration enforcement will be the same as it was during the first administration, but with a lot more deportations because of the spike in the number of illegal immigrants present in the country. He said removing those who pose a public safety or national security threat will be the administration's top priority because they have to be. They pose the most danger to this country. Awarded for leadership. In 2015, under the Obama administration, Holman received the Presidential Rank Award for Distinguished Service for his decisive and sound executive leadership as the Executive Associate Director of ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations. The award is the nation's highest civil service award. The Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association Foundation also named Holman its National Law Enforcement Leader of the Year in 2018. Charlotte Cuthbertson contributed to this report.